早晨，我哋宣道会喺BC 省都有做回教徒嘅事工，特别系伊朗人嘅当中嘅回教事工。咁啊，我哋今朝早嘅讲员 Pastor Ali Hossein-Zadeh 就系喺呢个嘅北温嗰处有一个嘅伊朗人嘅回教徒当中嘅事工嘅一个嘅教会，当中信咗主之后就带佢哋翻教会喺个树嚟侍奉。Pastor Ali 今朝早都话我听。他希望我们中国人可以参与这个事工，因为我们中国人的身份和他们的关系很不同。第一，我们的文化很接近；第二，他们看我们就好像看西方人一样，他当我们是弟兄，好像我们做 Hazleton 那个的原住民事工一样。所以那道门其实是开了，那个的隔膜也都是少了。因此神给我们这个中国人的身份，不单单是在中国人当中的事工，我们希望今早他将这个的回教的事工，这个的挑战带给我们，我们将来不单单是今天只是听能够听到那个挑战，听到神给我们那个呼召，中国人参与和 Pastor Ali 一起去做这个的回教徒当中的事工。Pastor Ali, I just introduced you and your ministry, and you just have to step forward by faith, knowing what I said is positive about you. And 今朝早啊 ，Donald 弟兄会同你翻译。
Joe-san,
good morning.
I'm practicing my few words of Chinese. My wife is from Taiwan, so I'm practicing those with you guys. Ne ho ma.
我有一個中國嘅太中國籍嘅太太，咁我咧今朝咧喺大家當中咧去練習幾句嘅中文字。
It's very good to be here。
啊，喺大家當中非常好嘅事。
I've been here a few times, and every time I'm here, I'm very blessed。
每一次我喺度已經試過有幾次嘅時間啦，每一次嚟到我都覺得係好被神祝福。
But I'm very glad to be here today because it's the season of Advent。
我今日特別高興喺大家中間，因為依個將臨節嘅時間到咗。
And it's also because it's the last day of your mission.
亦都係喺大家嘅宣教月嘅最後一個主日。
And just forgive me for what's happening with my computer, but ignore it when that message comes. I want to share a little bit about myself before I get into my message. I was born and raised as a Muslim in Iran.
我想同大家喺講到之前介紹大家一啲我嘅背景，我。在伊朗出世，我是一个回教徒。
Early in my childhood, I became a very devout Muslim.
在我年幼的时候，我已经是一个很忠心的一个回教徒。
In 1979, I went to the States to study there.
在1979年，我去美国那里读书。
And at that time in my mind, Westerners were all Christian.
我在那时候有一个印象，就是说所有西方人都是基督徒。
And that's what many of your Muslim friends think.
很多你認識的回教的朋友都是這樣想法。
But very shortly after I arrived in the United States and I saw the corruption, I became very happy that I'm a Muslim.
我去了美國沒多久，我就發現到美國人是很腐敗，所以我很高興我是一個回教徒。
Because I thought if Christianity is that, I'm so glad that I'm a very devout Muslim.
如果我見到如果基督教是真的这样的话，我就宁愿我是回教徒。
After 1 year, I had enough of living in the US and I went back to my country, Iran.
在美国住了一年之后，我已经觉得够了，所以我就回到我自己的地方，伊朗。
It was 1980 and the revolution was already happened for a year by the time I arrived.
在1980年的时候，那个伊斯兰的革命已经开始了一年。
In the beginning, things were good, but very shortly, things changed.
開始的時候咧，好似好多嘢都好好咁，但係咧喺當中俾我睇到有好多嘅改變。
I started to become very disillusioned with what was happening.
喺嗰時候咧，我就覺得即係我所信嘅、我睇嘅咧，有啲嘢我自己覺得都好懷疑。
After a few years, I had enough with staying in Iran, so I escaped to Turkey.
所以咧住咗幾年喺嗰度之後咧，我覺得我都應該受夠啦，所以我咧就逃走去土耳其。
It took me 2 trips because the first time I was not successful, but the second time I made it.
我咧試過兩次嘅逃走，第一次咧唔成功，到第二次我先至走得甩。
A month after my arrival in Turkey, I met an American couple.
去到土耳其的地方的時候呢，我遇到了一對的美國的夫婦。
And they were the very first one who showed me Christ's love.
他們是第一對讓我能夠認識到真正的基督的愛的人。
For shortness of time, I cannot go into my testimony, but some of you have heard it already.
時間的關係，我不可以詳細解釋，但我相信有些人已經聽過我的介紹。
But after 8 or 9 months, of my first initial contact with this couple, I became a Christian.
當我接觸到呢一對嘅夫婦八九個月嘅時間之後咧，我已經成為一個基督徒。
And then in 1992, I moved to Canada.
1992年，我嚟到加拿大。
In 1993, I went to Prairie Bible College.
1993年咧，我就去咗草原聖經學院。
Studied there for 1 year.
喺嗰度讀咗一年嘅書。
And met my wife.
喺嗰度亦都遇見我而家嘅太太。
We got married in 1996.
我哋1996年結婚。
We have 2 daughters.
我有兩個女。
The older one is Myla, 7 years old.
我大個女 Myla 七歲。
And her last, middle name is Asia.
佢中中間個名叫做 Asia。
And our second daughter, the younger daughter, is Jaya.
我第二個女叫做 Jaya。
And she's almost 2.
佢差唔多兩歲啦。
And they're a very much mix of an Iranian and a Chinese.
佢哋咧係好有兩個伊朗同埋中國人嗰個嘅特色。
Very beautiful.
非常嘅美麗。
I went to Regent College in 1997 and finished my master's there.
喺1997年嘅時候，我去咗 Regent 神學院嗰度完成咗我嘅碩士學位。
In 1999, I started to work with the Alliance.
1999年開始，我就同宣道會工作。
In 2002, we started the beginning stages of our church plant.
2002年嘅時候，我哋開始咗我嗰啲嘅直堂嘅計劃。
In 2003, we started our first service.
喺2003年，我哋開始咗我第一次嘅崇拜。
With a handful of people.
只係有幾個人啫。
And now, after almost 7 years.We have an average attendance of 80 or 90 every Sunday.
經過7年之後，我哋大概有7、8、9、10人咁多。
And we give God all the glory.
我哋將榮耀歸俾我哋嘅神。
Because we know it's humanly impossible.
因為我相信，如果唔係神喺當中作工，乜嘢都唔可以成事。
But that at the same time shows me God is doing a marvelous job among Iranians.
但喺當中，我都睇到咧，神咧喺伊朗人嘅當中係做咗好奇妙嘅工作。
And that's what I want to talk to you about.
所以我今日就特別要同大家講呢樣嘢。
Before I do that, I'd like to set the context. Why is it that Iranians are so open at this time in their history?
我想同大家講嘅就話點解伊朗人喺依一個嘅時刻，點解佢哋會咁即係開放自己
？1979 is a defining moment in the history of Iran.
1997年喺伊朗人嚟講，佢哋係一個好特別嘅一年。
That's when the Islamic Revolution happened in Iran, and Iran became an Islamic Republic.
喺嗰年，佢哋嗰個伊斯蘭革命開始咗，咁佢哋咧成為咗叫做伊斯蘭共和一個咁嘅組織。
It was just like an earthquake hitting that country.
好似一個地震去到嗰個地方咁樣。
And just like any earthquake, shock waves followed.
好似任何一個地震都係有一啲嘅震盪嘅波湧到去嗰度。
The first shock wave was that Iran became very quickly an Islamic state.
好快脆嘅伊朗變成咗一個係回教一個嘅國家。
Women were forced to cover from head to toe.
女人要被強迫嘅，要將佢嘅頭同一路路冚到落腳嗰度。
Alcoholic beverages and the places that were selling them were closed.
所有賣酒嘅地方都要閂門。
Music was banned.
一啲嘅音樂要被禁止。
TV programs became very limited and under the supervision of the government.
電視嘅節目因為政府嘅監管底下，只有係有限度可以睇嘅嘢。
And their all of our lives was just managed by Islam from the day we were, that revolution started to happen.
自從嗰個伊斯蘭革命開始，每一個人嘅生命咧都俾政府嘅監管底下。
That of course caused many Iranians to leave the country.
所以好多伊朗人咧都離開國家。
It was the beginning stages as what we know it as an Iranian diaspora.
就係開始嗰個嘅伊朗大流亡。
If you read in Jeremiah 49, the verses that we put for our today's reading, it talks about a prophecy.
如果大家今日睇耶利米書49章，就講到一個嘅預言。
And that prophecy is about.A people called Elamites.
呢個嘅預言係講到當時一啲關於以蘭人嘅事情。
Now Elamites are today's Iranians.
當日嘅以蘭人就係今日嘅伊朗人。
Geographically, Elam was a province of Persia at that time.
喺地理上嚟講，伊朗就係當時嗰個嘅中心嘅地方。
And Persia is another name for Iran today.
Persia 依個地方，依個名都係今日嘅伊朗嘅名。
In that prophecy, God says through Jeremiah that I will scatter this nation of Elam all around the globe.
喺嗰個預言嗰度記載話，神對佢哋講：我要將伊蘭人咧係分散到去世界嘅各地。
30 years since revolution has happened.
30年之後
，Iranians are everywhere.
伊朗人實在真係流遍世界各地。
On every continent.
每一個嘅
In every country.
每一個國家。
In every city.
每一個嘅城市。
So that first part of that prophecy has become true. However, what we are hoping and praying is that this last part is becoming true too.
呢個嘅預言嘅頭一部分已經俾我哋睇到已經實現咗啦，但我更希望咧就係後一半嘅記載嘅事情咧係將會實現。
Because in that last part, God promised that He will yet restore the fortunes of Elam. He will bring them back, and He will establish His throne in that country.
下一半嗰個咧就話神咧，佢要將再一次咧去聚集翻伊朗人，佢要喺佢當中建立佢嘅寶座。
And we are seeing that happening.
我哋都睇到呢件事情咧係發生緊。
Another shockwave that followed was the surge of many Iranians turning to Christ.
第二個嘅波動咧就係咧好多伊朗人咧。係重回教改信為基督教。
Many Iranians like me, they became disillusioned with Islam.
好多伊朗人好似我一樣咧，佢對佢哋嗰個嘅本來所信嘅伊朗啊嗰個回教咧係有啲嘅懷疑。
And that's why they were looking for an answer.
所以咧佢哋咧係希望揾到一個答案。
And some of them found that in Christ.
有啲喺基督裏邊揾到呢個答案。
Dr. Miller, who was a missionary to Iran, wrote a book.
一個叫做米勒博士，佢曾經喺寫咗一本咁嘅書。
In 1969, 10 years before revolution happened, and that was a landmark of his ministry after 40 years of missionary work in Iran. The title was 10 Iranian Muslims Meet Christ. If he writes that book today, after 30 years or 40 years, he has to title it The Rise of the Muslim Convert Church in Iran. Because in the last 30 years, we have had 200 Iranian churches and fellowship coming into existence.
在過去的一段時間，有差不多200間的教會教嘅基督徒嘅教會或者團契興起咗出嚟。
Hundreds of house churches, underground house churches, have come into existence inside the country.
有好多好多嘅教會，地下教會咧都產生咗。
Greg Livingston, who is the founder of Frontiers Mission, has commented.
一個叫邊教宣教團嘅創辦人，佢咁樣講過。
The Iranian church is the most mature and fastest growing Muslim convert church.
佢話：依個回教教會咧，其實咧係最快同埋增長得最好嘅，係由回教改變為基督教嘅教會。
There was another shockwave.
另外一個嘅動盪。
Persecution of the church inside Iran.
喺伊朗裏邊嗰啲嘅教會被迫害。
Right after that revolution happened, they started to persecuting the Christians in Iran.
自從嗰個嘅革命發生咗之後，佢哋喺國內去逼迫當地嘅基督徒。
In the first few years after revolution, there were 7 prominent pastors who were martyred.
喺呢個革命嘅頭嗰幾年發生之後，有七個好出名嘅牧師被宰殺。
There's a documentary video that is made, and it talks about at least 4 of those pastors who were martyred.
有一啲嘅紀錄片係講到依一啲有其中四個嘅依個嘅牧師咧係點樣被迫害宰殺。
It's called Cry for Iran, and they have a website if you want to check it out.
佢哋依一個嘅題目咧叫做咧就係為伊朗而哭泣啊！喺啲網頁嗰度你可以查到嘅。
What I want to conclude by putting this setting the stage is that Iranians have gone through a lot in the last 30 years.
我想點總結咧，就係話過去一段嘅時間裏面，伊朗係經歷咗好多。
Many of them are disillusioned with not just Islam but any religion.
有好多嘅回教徒咧，唔係淨係單單對基督教唔係單止對回教，佢哋係 失望，而係對所有宗教都失望。
Some of them have given up even on God.
甚至有啲人咧，佢哋係放棄咗佢哋所信嘅神。
They are battered.
佢哋係被毒打。
Disappointed.
失望。
Disillusioned.
係懷疑。
And hopeless.
同埋咧係無望啦。
They might have suffered through the smugglers who ripped them out of their money。
佢哋唔單止話佢哋因為俾嗰啲錢財被搶掠。
Many of them had to leave, like myself, all their family back in Iran。
有好多好似我一樣咧，我係要離開我嘅家人，我自己走出嚟。
And now live in a foreign country with a foreign language。
而家去到一個外國人嘅地方，講外國人嘅語言嘅地方。
Many of them are highly educated and have high degrees.
有都係受好高深嘅教育，有好高嘅學位嘅人。
But they have to do very, very menial jobs.
但係佢哋要做一啲好低下嘅工作。
That's the context of Iranians today.
依個就係今日伊朗人嗰個光景。
And it should not come as a surprise to you if I'm going to start by saying the first key to unlocking their hearts is the key of God's love.
如果我同大家講話咧，係第一條可以打開伊朗人嗰個心鎖嘅鎖匙咧，就係話開神嗰個愛嘅嗰條嘅鎖匙。
I will give you two more keys: the key of God's truth and the key of God's touch for unlocking their hearts. But I want to start with the key of God's love.
仲有兩條可以打開伊朗人心鎖嘅鎖匙，一個咧就係開神嗰個真理嘅鎖匙，另外一條咧就係開神嗰個感動嘅鎖匙。但係我先講神嗰個嘅愛嘅鎖匙。
You will find your Iranian friend a lot more open than many of your Westerners.
你會發覺咧，伊朗人咧，其實咧，佢哋係比你認識嘅西方人咧更加嘅開放。
They are looking for an answer.
佢哋喺度尋找緊答案。
They have given up on Islam.
佢哋咧已經放棄咗回教。
They have found it very empty.
佢哋揾到佢非常嘅空虛。
Mullahs who are the religious leaders in Islam.
Mullah 依一個係佢哋即係回教嘅領袖。
Have offered them no solution, no hope, no answer.
唔可以提供到佢哋任何嘅答案或者佢哋嘅幫助。
And that's why they're looking for somebody else.
所以佢哋咧而家係尋找緊另外一啲。
And that's why it's so opportune for us to use this time.
所以係對我哋嚟講，實在一個好嘅機會。
The first thing they need is to be shown love and compassion.
第一樣佢哋所需要嘅就係咧，俾佢哋可以睇到同埋接觸到嗰個嘅愛同埋關心。
They've gone through a lot.
佢哋已經經歷咗太多啦。
They want to know that somebody cares.
佢哋希望能夠咧有人去關心佢哋。
That was the testimony of my life, as I said.
依個就係好似我嘅經歷嘅生命一樣。
That American couple,
一對嘅美國人嘅夫婦
，loved me,
愛我。
Even though I was a refugee,
雖然我係一個嘅難民
，had nothing to offer them,
我哋根本冇乜嘢可以俾佢哋
，and was an Iranian,
一個伊朗人。
And at that time, if you remember, in the eyes of the public, Americans and Iranians were enemy.
你知道喺嗰陣時候喺世人嘅眼光嚟睇，伊朗人同埋美國人根本就係敵對嘅。
Yeah, just like the Good Samaritan in Jesus' parable in Luke, they showed me love.
好似路加福音耶穌講到嗰個嘅好撒瑪利婦人一樣。
And that really moved me.
真真正正嘅真係感動到我。
And I started to question my faith as a Muslim.
我又開始咧懷疑我所信嘅回教。
And I've listened to testimonies of many, many Iranian friends who have come to know Christ.
我聽到好多改成為基督徒嘅朋友佢哋嘅分享。
Almost all of them say it's because of love.
好多佢哋都係咁講，因為愛嘅緣故。
Some Christians showed me love.
一啲嘅基督徒對我表現到佢哋愛。
The other thing that you need to realize is that Iranians are very social people.
第二樣嘢就係話，伊朗人咧，佢哋係非常之中意社交嘅一班人。
They love to be in a group than in just alone.
佢哋咧其實咧係中意咧羣體嘅多過佢哋自己獨處嘅。
They thrive in community.
佢好中意咧係過一班人嘅一齊嘅活動。
And that is why, when they want to move from being a part of the Muslim community and become a part of the Christian community, is so difficult for them.
所以咧，佢哋咧由一個回教一個組團體搬到一個基督教嘅團體嘅時候，佢哋覺得係有少少困難嘅。
Because unfortunately, especially in Caucasian churches or Canadian churches, they find the friendship to be very superficial.
佢哋特別喺西方人或者加拿大人嗰啲西人嘅教會裏邊咧，佢睇到當中咧嗰啲人係個友情咧係非常之表面化嘅。
And the community to be very disjointed.
佢哋嗰嘅團體咧係冇乜聯絡嘅。
They say people do greet me when I go to church.
我知道我去禮拜堂有人咧同我即係問候我。
But I am very rarely invited to their home.
但係咧，我好少人咧係會被邀請我去佢哋屋企。
I don't know how it is in Chinese culture.
我唔知道喺中國人嘅文化裏邊係點。
But in Iranian culture, hospitality is a great virtue.
在伊朗人的文化呢是即是款待是一个很普遍的一个文化习惯。
If you were in Iran, you would be very quickly invited to somebody's
home. 如果今天你在伊朗的话呢你很快脆就会有人邀请你去他家。
Well, hospitality is a great Christian virtue too.
款待人是基督教的一个好的习惯。
I think we have forgotten that.
我相信我们有些已经忘记了。
But if we want to see more Iranians or Muslims come to know Christ and be a part of this community, thank you, we have to start showing hospitality.
如果我哋想喺伊朗人当中真系表现嘅话，我哋真系要带出我哋嗰个款待接待人嗰个嘅态度。
Now, with this whole aspect of hospitality and showing that, there are tips that it would be good for you to be aware of.
如果你真系想去接待呢啲人嘅话咧，有少少嘅地方你系要留意嘅。
And I can always help you. If any of you need help with that, you can email me. You can get my email, and I will answer your questions.
如果你哋想我帮助你喺呢方面嘅话，你可以咧俾我个电邮，我会尽量嘅答你哋。
Or we might do some workshops for you here, so we can learn.
或者我可以喺大家当中咧做一啲嘅专题讲座。
But I can just give you one thing that would be very important.
但我想俾大家一樣嘢咧，係好重要嘅。
And that's the word tarof, T-A-R-O-F.
就係一個叫做 tarof 依個咁嘅字。
We don't have anything equal to it in English.
我哋喺英文裏邊冇一個字咧可以即係相等依一個嘅。
So I'm going to give you an example.
我只不過可以俾一個嘅例子你。
If you have an Iranian friend comes to your home.
如果有一個伊朗人嚟到你屋企。
And you say, would you like something to drink?
如果你問佢，你想唔想有啲嘢飲啊？
Or would you like something to eat?
或者你問佢，你想唔想食一啲嘢？
The first time, most probably, he will say no.
第一次咧，大部分都會話咧，唔使客氣，唔需要。
No, he might be dying of thirst or hunger.
可能喺嗰一刻裏邊咧，佢係好頸渴或者好肚餓嘅。
But he will say no the first time.
但係佢第一次咧，佢都會話唔使客氣。
Now, in a most Canadian, you know, context.They will never gonna offer again.
如果喺即係西方加拿大人嗰個嘅諗法咧，就係 OK， 你話唔要我就唔俾啦。
So the guy is gonna go hungry and thirsty home.
咁咧，依一個人可能咧就好肚餓、好頸渴咁樣即係離開。
So you need to insist the second time or the third time.
咁你就要即係持續咁去繼續問佢第二次或者第三次。
And sometimes you give him food or drink anyway.
或者咧，你唔理佢要唔要都好，你都俾佢飲或者俾佢嘢食。
Now, yesterday I shared the message and.Pastor James asked me after the service, "Would you like to go to lunch together?"
咁琴晚我喺度講完道之後咧，葉牧師咧問我：你想唔想同我一齊去食晏
？And I said no.
咁我就話唔使啦，唔使客氣。
And he insisted for the second and third time.
咁佢咧就持續嘅問我第二次同埋第三次。
And I said no. Really, I had to go somewhere. I'm not doing
that. 我真係唔需要，因為我要有其他嘅事情要做。
So the key of God's love.
呢個開啟神個愛呢條嘅鎖匙。
The second key is God's truth.
第二條鎖匙就係開神嗰個嘅真理嘅事。
As I already mentioned, Iranians are disillusioned with almost all religions now.
伊朗人特別喺回教甚至到所有嘅宗教上面咧，佢哋都有一個醒覺。
But they are hungering and thirsting for the truth.
但係佢哋都係喺度即係尋找喺渴慕緊嗰個真理。
They have gone to their religious leaders.
佢哋去已經即係問過或者經歷過佢哋嘅宗教嘅領袖。
Have asked them questions.
問過佢哋一啲嘅問題。
And their religious leaders have said, just believe blindly.
佢哋嘅領袖或者會同佢講：你就係盲目咁去信就得啦。
We need to be different.
我哋需要有分別。
We need to have answers for them.
我哋需要有提供答案俾佢哋。
But not just empty words.
唔係淨係一啲空泛嘅詞句。
Remember, they are fed up with the hypocrisy of those who say something and act quite differently.
記住，佢哋係見慣咗一啲講一套做一套嘅假面具嘅人。
And that's why when they come into a contact with a Christian or in a church,
所以佢哋嚟到教會遇到啲基督徒嘅時候
，they're just gonna make sure first if we walk the walk.
佢真係想睇清楚我哋係咪真係我哋言行一致
，not just talk the talk，
唔係淨係得個講字。
And that's very important.
Your life 非常嘅重要。
Your life should be scripture before them.
你所行嘅一切事都係即係同經文同聖經係符合。
One of those things that would be very helpful at this point is to pray with your Iranian friend.
另外一樣嘢好重要嘅就係你可以同你啲嘅伊朗朋友一齊嘅祈禱。
You see, their misconception is that Christians are not praying people.
佢哋有另外一種嘅錯覺，就係基督徒咧係唔祈禱嘅。
Because to them, prayer is a very public thing.
佢覺得咧祈禱係一種係佢公開所做嘅場合嘅嘢。
It is on certain times during the day.
係喺每一日嘅某一段嘅時間做嘅啫。
Is reciting the same thing over and over again.
係重複嘅去背一段嘅嘢。
And it is in Arabic language.
係喺阿拉伯文嘅。
And like for myself, I'm an Iranian and my language is Persian.
我伊朗人，我嘅言語係。
And I don't understand Arabic, therefore.
我一啲都唔認識阿拉伯文。
But I memorized all my prayers in Arabic.
但係咧，我記熟曬我要念嘅經文。
And I sometimes prayed without knowing even what I'm saying.
其實咧，我祈禱嘅時候，我有時候我都唔明白我自己祈緊啲乜嘢。
So I tell my friend, "Would you like to pray with me at the end of our time together?"
咁我哋同我啲朋友相聚之後咧，最後我就問佢，問我啲朋友，你想唔想同我一齊祈禱啊
？And yet I have never had any of those Iranians to say no.
我從來未遇過一個伊朗朋友話唔使嘅。
They love to pray.
佢哋中意祈禱。
They love to be prayed for.
佢亦都中意被人為佢祈禱。
But here's the thing.
呢一度要記住。
The first time somebody prayed for me, a Christian, he addressed God as Father.
第一次有人同我祈禱嘅時候，佢稱神係天父。
And it really touched me.
呢個就係摸到我嘅心。
Because I always thought about God as a very powerful entity, but very distant.
我成日都覺得神係一個係好神聖嘅，但係咧離我好遠嘅一個嘅嘢。
There was no intimate relationship.
同佢完全冇關係嘅。
So when I pray with my Iranian friends,
當我同我嘅伊朗朋友一齊祈禱嘅時候
，I become very personal and intimate with God.
我同佢咧就係將呢個祈禱帶到好個人性，同埋同神好有親密性。
And it is so surprising to him that he sometimes starts repeating what I'm praying after me.
有時候我就好驚奇嘅，就聽到佢哋咧係跟住我嘅祈禱嚟去講我要講嘅嘢。
God is very gracious.
神實在好有憐憫。
When I'm always praying for somebody who's a seeker or a new believer,
當我為一啲嘅慕道者或者一個新信嘅人祈禱嘅時候
，God answers those prayers so quickly.
神好快脆就聽咗我祈禱。
There are things that I have been praying for myself for years, and I have not yet get the answer.
好多時候有啲嘢咧，我祈咗為自己祈禱，祈咗好多年咧，神都冇聽我祈禱。
But they get answers in a day or even less than that.
但係咧，我當我為依啲人嚟祈禱嘅時候咧，神喺一日或者少過一日嘅時間已經聽咗我嘅禱告。
I remember I was praying a few years ago for one of these people in our church who was a seeker.
我記得有幾年前有一個慕道者，我為佢祈禱。
It was a refugee, his refugee case.
佢係一個難民，佢係為咗呢個嘅難民申請嘅事祈禱。
He very shortly got the answer and he was accepted by CIC, by Canadian Immigration.
佢好快脆就聽就覺得咧，神聽咗佢禱告，佢呢個嘅申請咧。
He came back to me and said, "Pastor Ali, your prayers have been answered. I was accepted."
佢話：阿里牧師，我祈禱，你為我祈禱嘅事，我已經被接納啦。
Now, can you pray? I need a good wife.
咁話你可唔可以為我想揾一個好嘅太太而祈禱？
On Friday, I was helping a young Iranian woman to move from her place with another brother from our church.
喺禮拜五嘅時候，我同教會另外一個弟兄咧，去為依一個姊妹咧去搬屋。
She's not a Christian yet.
佢仲未係基督徒。
I remember it was in downtown, so it was very hard to find parking in front of her apartment.
喺市中心嗰度咧，好難揾到泊車嘅地方嘅。
I said, "Let's go and bring everything down to the lobby, and we'll pray that God will open a space, a parking."
咁我就同佢講啊，我哋唔好理啦，我哋將所有嘅嘢搬咗落樓下大堂先啦。咁我哋咧祈禱，求神咧俾我哋咧有一個嘅泊車位。
By the time we brought the last piece from upstairs to the lobby.
當我哋將最後一件嘅物件喺樓上搬到落去大堂嘅時候
，a parking spot opened up right in front of her apartment。
喺我哋嘅大廈嘅門口嘅前邊就啱啱有一個空嘅車位。
And I told her, "Do you believe in the power of prayer now?"
咁我就問佢：你信唔信祈禱嘅能力
？She said, "I believe."
話我真係相信。
I said, "If I invite you to church, especially for Christmas, would you come?"
咁我話：我特別邀請你嚟教會喺聖誕嘅時候，你會唔會嚟啊
？And she said, "I will."
咁佢話：我都會嚟。
So pray for her.
所以我希望大家都為依個姊妹祈禱。
As we are talking about this matter of God's truth.
當我哋講到神真理嘅事情嘅時候
，It's so important that you invite your friend to get into God's word。
我哋好重要嘅就係將呢個朋友咧帶到神嘅話語嘅當中。
Don't try to tell him what you think。
唔好話俾佢聽你諗緊乜嘢。
Tell him what God says。
話俾佢聽神係咁樣講。
You see, many of them believe that the Bible has been changed。
有多咧相信覺得咧聖經係被改寫嘅。
But I have offered New Testament to many Muslim Iranians, and everybody has received it.
但係咧，我咧就提供新約聖經咧俾好多嘅伊朗人，佢哋個個都願意接受。
And have read it.
同埋咧，佢哋都讀嘅。
So I encourage you that you do that.
所以我鼓勵大家，如果你有咁嘅機會話，都咁做。
I sometimes tell them, you know, you can write in the New Testament or the Bible or underline it.
我同佢哋講話，如果你讀有時你讀聖經嘅時候咧，你可以間低你所以即係特別注意嘅句子。
It's shocking when they hear that.
佢哋聽見我咁講話，佢可以寫本聖經嘅時候咧，佢哋咧覺得好驚訝。
Because they can't even touch their holy book Quran without proper ritual of washing.
你知道咧，佢哋唔經過一啲嘅好謹慎嘅洗手或者潔淨嘅儀式嘅話，佢哋連掂嗰本可蘭經都唔可以。
Let alone writing or marking it.
啊，唔好講話可以寫喺本聖經上面，或者間嗰本聖經。
But at that time, I'll say God will be very happy if you do that because He's given this book as a guidebook to us.
咁我同佢講話，依一本係即係神俾我哋嘅一本嘅教導我哋嘅書，神會好高興咧，我哋咧係即係間低我哋要注意嘅句子。
Many Iranians are looking for peace in their life.
好多伊朗人咧都喺度尋找緊佢哋生命嘅一個安息。
And that's why one of the first verses or places I take him to is Matthew 11, where Jesus promises his rest for the weary and the heavy laden.
咁咧，我第一段嘅經文咧，我通常咧介紹俾佢哋咧，就係喺馬太福音第。
11 Matthew
11:28-30.
Because many of them are restless.
因為佢哋好多嘅人咧，佢哋已經真係實在係疲乏啦。
I'll try also to remove and correct some of their misconceptions and misunderstandings.
我有好多時候咧，我希望盡量幫助佢哋咧，去即係解開一啲誤解。
As I said, many of them have this misunderstanding that all the Canadians are Christian.
因為咧好多咧都仍然係誤解咗好多加拿大人咧都係基督徒。
Or they think whoever wears a cross is a Christian.
或者佢哋覺得咧，逢親戴一個十字架標誌嘅都係基督徒。
So I tell them, no, Madonna is not a Christian.
咁我話唔係㗎 ，Madonna 都唔係基督徒。
They also think that Christians are very, very immoral people.
咁咧，佢哋咧覺得基督徒咧係一啲係好唔即係道德嘅人。
Because they see things on TV and hear on radio and watch on the internet, and if they're white, they think, oh, this is Christian. And that's what Christianity is.
因為佢哋咧喺電視、喺電腦裏邊或者電台裏邊所睇到好多接觸到同白人有關嘅嘢係唔道德嘅，咁佢哋覺得所有基督徒都係咁。
That's why they're so amazed because for a Muslim drinking is prohibited.
因為咧伊朗人飲酒係唔得嘅。
And we know for a Christian, even though it's not prohibited, we are encouraged not to get into it.
我只有基督教，我哋都唔鼓勵啲人嚟飲酒，但係冇話禁止。
So here is sometimes a party that there are a few of these Muslim friends, Iranians.
所以有時有啲嘅即係聚會或者啲 party 裏邊有幾個嘅伊朗人聚埋一齊。
And I am there as a Christian.
咁我係一個基督徒喺佢哋當中。
And they're all drinking.
啊，佢哋個都喺度飲酒。
And I'm not drinking.
我唔飲酒。
And they're saying, "Why? Your God turned water into wine, and you cannot drink?"
咁我話：你嘅神將水變酒，你唔飲
？I say, "It's not for me."
我就話我係唔飲啫。
And after a while, they understand that if anything, real Christians are the most moral people living on this earth.
咁咧，唔需要經過太耐咧，佢就係發現到咧，基督徒就係真真正正，即係好守道德嘅人。
They understand from the teaching of Quran that Bible has been changed.
佢哋喺佢哋嘅可蘭經嘅教導裏邊就話聖經係被改寫。
If they're educated, I'll take them through an educated way about no, the Bible has not been changed.
如果佢哋係受過即係高級教育嘅人，咁我咧就將佢哋帶到去一種嘅方式介紹話俾你聽，聖經係冇被改寫。
If they're simple-minded, I try to use simple illustration for the fact that it's not.
如果係啲普通嘅人，我咧就用呢個簡易嘅方法俾例子去介紹佢哋話俾你聽。
Many of them.Understand that we worship three gods.
有多都知道我哋係敬拜三位一體嘅神。
So I try to tell them, no, this is not true.
咁佢哋覺得我哋係拜三位嘅神，我話俾你聽唔係。
We worship one God, just like you.
我哋係敬拜同你一樣嘅敬拜一位嘅神。
The only difference is that we really understand who this God is.
但係咧就分別就話我哋好認清楚嘅，我哋依位敬拜嘅神係邊一個
？They believe some of the things that we believe about Jesus.
佢哋都同我哋相信一啲我哋關於耶穌嘅事。
They believe that Jesus is born of a virgin.
佢哋都相信耶穌係童貞女所生。
That he's a great prophet.
佢係一個大嘅先知。
That he lived a sinless life.
佢有一個無罪嘅生命。
They believe all of those.
佢都相信依一啲。
But on the major thing.
但係最重要嘅一樣。
They are different.
就係有分別。
They do not believe that Jesus died on a cross.
佢哋唔相信耶穌係喺死喺十字架上邊。
And that's why we need to make him understand that he indeed died on the cross.
我哋就係要好重要嘅，要等佢哋明白耶穌真係喺十字架上面受死。
Because as Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, if he didn't,
因為保羅喺哥林多前書咁講，如果耶穌唔係死喺十字架上面嘅話
，then we are more miserable than any other faith background people.
咁我哋咧就係比其他宗教嘅人咧，我哋更加即係無助可悲。
They believe because Islam is like that. When I'm born in Iran, I automatically become a Muslim.
咁啊，如果會教徒都係咁嘅話，我係會好自動嘅就會成為咁樣。
So they think salvation is hereditary. It comes through birth.
佢哋覺得咧救恩咧係即係自然嘅，你出世咧就係噶啦。
Or they think salvation can be earned by works.
或者咧佢哋覺得咧救恩係可以因為佢嘅善行而得嘅。
So we need to talk to them about that.
所以我哋要同佢哋解釋依啲。
They also don't understand the concept of origin.
佢哋亦都唔明白原罪。
So we need to do that.
我亦都要介紹佢認識。
I often go through a series of do's and don'ts when I teach a workshop. But some of the major things is that do not disrespect their holy book.
咁啊，我咧喺啲講座裏邊咧，盡量講好多介紹啲嘢。但係有一樣嘢我哋好小心嘅就係我哋唔可以咧對佢哋佢哋個信嗰本嘅經咧係唔尊重。
Or Islam, their religion.
或者佢哋所信嗰個嘅回教
，or Allah their God，
或者佢哋所信嗰個嘅阿拉嗰個神
，or Muhammad their prophet，
或者係佢哋所信嘅嗰個先知穆罕默。
Don't become offensive，
唔好即係不友善嘅。
Don't get into an argument，
唔好同佢哋拗頸。
Don't witness alone to a person of an opposite sex，
亦都唔好同一個即係異性嘅同佢哋去傾偈依啲嘅嘢。
Learn a little bit about Islam。
我哋需要學習一啲少少關於回教嘅知識。
So you don't assume anything about what they believe.
所以你哋咧，我哋唔會咧就即係一廂情願嘅諗佢哋以為就係咁嘅嘢。
Now we can get now into that part of how can I share Christ with that person?
咁我哋就話而家到依個時候啦，我哋點可以咧真正證明佢認識基督咧
？Well, first of all, you need to understand that your Muslim friend.Needs help or Iranian friend needs help to understand some of the terms that you're using.
我哋第一樣嘢要認識嘅就話，依個伊朗嘅朋友咧，可能要去學習一啲你同我所熟悉嘅基督教嘅一啲嘅術語。
He doesn't understand what born again is.
佢唔知道咩叫做重生。
Or he doesn't understand what a Pharisee is.
佢亦都唔知道咩叫做法利賽人。
Or some of the Jewish feasts.
或者咧猶太人嘅筵席。
He has no biblical background.
佢冇聖經嘅背景嘅知識。
He doesn't even understand the concept of sacrifice.
佢亦都唔知道犧牲嗰個嘅背後嘅意思係乜嘢。
For in Islam, unlike Jewish culture and Christian culture or faith, sacrifice is about saving merits.
依個嘅喺回教人嘅意識裏邊咧，唔係好似基督徒咁樣去認識依個犧牲嘅事情。
So you need to explain some of these things to him.
所以我哋要特別去介紹俾佢哋認識咩叫獻祭嘅意思。
Also understand that sometimes when you use something, he might be offended.
可能有時候我哋用一啲嘅事一個例子咧，佢覺得咧係被衝撞到嘅。
So if you tell him you are a sinner,
如果你話俾佢聽你係罪人
，he's going to be very upset.
可能咧佢會好嬲。
Because to him, sin is adultery.
對佢嚟講，罪惡可能係即係奸淫
，or killing，
或者係殺人
，or lying， big lies，
或者係講大話。
So you are essentially saying to him, you are one of these three.
你其實就話你當佢話佢係罪人嘅時候，其實你係講緊佢係犯緊其中一樣嘅罪。
And that's why you need to take him at that point to Genesis 2 and 3 and explain what do you mean by we are all sinners.
所以咧喺咁嘅情況之後咧，我哋要帶佢哋去到創世記第二章、第三章、第三章，話俾佢哋聽咩點樣叫做罪人。
That this we inherited from Adam and Eve.
呢啲嘅罪，我哋係因為我哋嘅先祖亞當夏娃而流傳落嚟嘅。
That we are sinners not because we sin.
我哋罪人唔係因為我哋去犯罪。
We sin because we are sinners.
我哋罪人因為我哋本來就係罪人。
So you need to make him understand.
所以我哋要令佢哋明白。
As you continue doing this truth project with this person.
當我哋同呢啲人去介紹呢個基督嘅真理嘅時候。
You need to focus on Jesus' identity.
我哋要專注嘅基督嗰個嘅身份。
You need to understand what he believes about Jesus.
我哋要令佢明白到佢點樣去認識基督。
And tell him how it's different from what the Bible believes about Jesus.
同埋咧，佢哋點樣喺聖經裏邊介紹嗰個我哋點認識基督嘅方法。
If he says he loves Jesus,
如果佢話我愛基督
，or he accepts Jesus,
或者佢接受基督。
Don't celebrate his conversion.
唔好咁快就為佢慶祝。
Because, as I said, Jesus is a very highly respected prophet in Islam.
因為喺回教裏邊，耶穌係一個好受尊重嘅一個嘅人物。
He might also have a big problem with the concept of Trinity.
佢哋可能對三位一體有好大嘅難阻。
And that's why you need to use illustration that might help him to understand.
可能我哋用一啲嘅例子嚟到幫助佢哋明白。
Sometimes I use this illustration.
有時候我用呢個咁嘅例子。
I say, imagine an ocean.
去諗下，我哋而家喺一個嘅海洋嗰度。
So vast.
何等嘅闊大。
So powerful.
何等嘅滿有嘅能力。
How can I study this ocean?
我點可以去研究呢一個嘅海洋咧
？If I spend the rest of my life, I cannot get into the depth of it.
我就算翻我一生，我都唔可以去到真真正正認識呢個海洋嘅奧秘。
But how about if I take a glass of water from that ocean？
但如果我用一個杯嚟畢一杯呢個海水
，and that glass now is possible to be held。
而家我可以揸住呢杯水
，smelled，
我可以聞佢
，tasted，
我可以用把口試下佢。
And if you put it under a microscope，
如果你放喺顯微鏡底下
，in essence it's very same as that ocean。
如果喺顯微鏡嘅底下，根本依個水質同海洋嘅水係一樣嘅。
And I say that's what the incarnation of Jesus is about。
依個就係耶穌基督嗰個嘅奧秘。
He gave us a chance to see him, touch him, taste him, and have a close relationship and study him for ourselves。
佢俾我哋個機會去認識佢，去撫摸佢，去接受佢。
But I again emphasize on the fact that we need to keep going back to oneness of God。
但我哋要重複嘅翻到去三神就係本來一位嗰個嘅中心。
The crux of Islamic theology is monotheism or God's being one。
喺伊朗人嗰個腦海裏邊，佢哋覺得神係一位嘅。
And that's why we need to keep going back to the fact that the Bible believes in one God too。
喺我哋要強調嘅聖經裏邊都係咁教導我哋，我哋係信嘅係一位嘅神。
Revealed himself in three persons。
啊，只不過佢係用三個唔同嘅位格嚟帶出佢自己。
Quote scriptures like Mark 12。
或者我哋可以用馬可福音十二章
，where Jesus says exactly what it was said in Deuteronomy chapter 6 about oneness of God。
係喺好似喺生命記嗰度神點樣去介紹佢自己一樣。
So。That's the second key. So, what was the first key?
第一條鎖匙係乜嘢
？Love. And what was the second key?
就係愛。
Truth.
第二個鎖匙就係基督嘅神嘅真理。
I see that you are all awake.
Now, 睇到大家都好警醒啊。
The third one is the key of God's touch.
第三個就係開啟神嗰個感動嘅一個鎖匙。
You know, this is the most crucial one.
这是最重要的。
Because we know apart from God, we can do nothing.
你知道除了神以外，我们什么都不可以做。
And as I said, God is very actively in work.
神是很活跃的，在当中是工作。
He has chosen this time in Iranian history.
他在这个时刻里面，他拣选了伊朗人。
And the doors of many hearts are wide open.
这个啊，伊朗的门现在是打开。
He's touching them all over the globe.
他在全世界的地方里面都去即感动紧呢啲嘅人。
Many Iranians in their testimonies do mention that they saw a dream or a vision of Jesus.
好多伊朗人佢都话我即系梦见到神。
Sometimes in a white cloth.
有时候佢哋着件白嘅袍。
Were very bright.
非常嘅光亮。
Telling them something like, "I'm gonna save you."
好似话对佢哋讲咁，我将会拯救你。
I think God is personally doing that for them.
我相信神自己系同喺度做紧呢样嘅工作。
Because of our disobedience.
因为我哋嗰个嘅不信服。
Because God did call us to go.
因为神系咁样叫我哋去做嘅。
But we didn't.
但我哋冇去到。
And that's why he's doing himself.
所以神自己去做。
He's bringing Iranians and other Muslim people to himself.
神自己去呼召呢啲嘅伊朗人。
Do you know that only 2% of Western Mission Force is serving among Muslims?
你知道好，即係只有2%嘅宣教士咧，係喺伊朗人當中去奉事。
Who are making up for 20% of the population of the earth?
在当中，其实是全世界人里面有20%是伊朗人。
So a high number of Muslims, a very low number of workers.
有很多的回教徒，但是只得很少的宣教士。
What I do when somebody says I've had a dream of Jesus,
有一个人跟我说，啊，我梦见了耶稣。
I celebrate that.
我会呢，是一起庆祝。
But I don't leave it there.
但我唔會就係停喺嗰度。
I try to introduce him to Christ.
我會咧係介紹佢去認識基督。
I encourage him to read the New Testament.
我會鼓勵佢去讀新約聖經。
You see, a dream or a vision may make a convert.
啊，一個嘅夢可能咧會叫到一個人咧改信基督。
But Jesus did not commission his church to make converts.
但係咧，耶穌冇話將呢個使命叫我哋去就係改信將人一個宗教改去信另一個宗教。
He commissioned them to make what?
佢俾我哋大使命做乜
？Disciples
係使萬民作我嘅門徒。
And what we that's what we need to do. The church needs to make disciples, not converts.
嚇，教會需要去叫人做門徒，唔係叫啲人淨係改信基督。
Another powerful thing that God is doing through his touching is the testimony of other Iranians who have become believers.
有另外一個嘅呢個波動就係伊朗人改信咗基督教之後。
There are now websites that are designated solely to the testimonies of Muslim converts, but many of them Iranian.
好多嘅網址係講到呢啲人嘅見證分享，但係咧佢哋嘅目對象都是伊朗人。
And they have powerful and dramatic testimonies.
他們有一些很有力量的一些見證。
I encourage you to go and visit some of those.
我都鼓勵大家有時間的話可以去這些網址裡面看看。
And then introduce them to an Iranian church.
我們會介紹一些人去一些伊朗人的教會。
In any major city, there must be an Iranian church now.
所有啲嘅主要城市裏邊都一定會有伊朗人嘅教會。
You have four or five of them in Vancouver now.
喺温哥華嘅地方有4-5間。
Our church is one of those.
我嘅教會係其中一間。
So if you have an Iranian friend,
如果你有伊朗人嘅朋友
，you can do something. You may ask yourself, what can I do?
你可以問我可以做啲乜嘢
？I already told you that an Iranian has gone through a lot.
我已經同大家講啦，伊朗人經歷咗好多。
He's become very distrustful of his own people.
佢對自己嘅同胞係唔係好信任。
So what you can do is to become that bridge.
咁咧，你可以做嘅嘢咧就成為嗰個嘅橋梁。
You see, an Iranian might not be willing to meet me as another Iranian.
一個伊朗人咧未必係想中意同我接觸，因為我係伊朗人。
But if he is your coworker,
如果你嘅同事
，or your neighbor,
或者你嘅鄰居
，or your classmate,
或者你嘅同學
，or your personal friend,
或者你個人嘅朋友
，and has come to trust you,
如果佢對你開始一啲信任
，just because he trusts you,
因為佢信你
and you trust me,
你信我,
he will trust you to become my friend.
他呢就会信, 因为你的缘故, 他呢就信我是他的合作的朋友。
I want to give you this challenge.
我给大家一个挑战。
I think it's time for the church to rise up.
我想觉得这个时候是应该教会兴起的时候,
just go to Canada statistic and read. There are more Muslims coming to this country day after day.
今天我们可以在加拿大的统计的数字里面看到，每一天都有很多的回教徒来到我们的国家。
And whether we help them to turn to Christ,
我们可以就是帮他们来认识基督,
or they turn this country into Islam,
或者就是他们将这个国家转成回教国家,
because that is their agenda.
因为这个是他们那个的,
it's already happening in
Europe.
It's already happening in Europe.
在欧洲已经是,
and it's
going
to follow very quickly in North America. So I encourage you to be a help. This is the last day in your missions week, missions month.
今天是我们教会的差传主日的最后一个主日。
Why is RCAC is putting emphasis on mission?
为什么召人万宣道会将那个重心放在宣教？
Because our God is a God of mission.
因为我们所信的神就是一个宣教的神。
Because the harvest is indeed ripe and ready among Iranians.
因为那个庄稼已经熟了，特别在伊朗人当中。
That we need more workers.
我们需要更多的工人。
And maybe you are one of those.
可能你就是其中一个工人。
Thank you, Father, for this opportunity.
多谢天父给我今天这个机会。
I pray that my words are your words.
我希望我所讲的东西都是你与我所讲的东西。
And that you have touched hearts.
你触摸到每个人的心。
Hearts that are willing.
有一个有心去做的。
To be an instrument in your hand.
成为你的器皿。
For seeing this mission.
可以看到这个宣教的工作
accomplished.
能够成功。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.